latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Supermarket chain Mercadona has changed the packaging on its lactose-free chocolate after Consumer Association highlighted that the product did in fact contain lactose. The new label will reflect the actual lactose content, although this has now also been reduced and will be 0.05%. The change will start to be reflected in store during December. The association is also urging better legislation of lactose-free products by the Ministry of Health. Following the announcement that she was to enter prison, Spanish singer Isabel Pantoja has cancelled her up-and-coming concert tour. Now, a consumer association is urging anybody who had tickets to see her to not only claim a full refund for the ticket price, but also any associated transport and other relevant costs. The Spanish government looks set to accept hundreds of Turkish orphans after a rescue association reports 20,000 children in the country have been left without parents after they were killed by the Islamic State militants. The Rescue Christians group says the Spanish Foreign Affairs Department will negotiate with the Turkish government for the safe passage of orphans to the country of Spain, where our organization will take care of the children with a longer-term objective of providing new loving homes for the orphan. A Spanish company providing trains for Calcutta's East-West Metro has lost out on the contract after its claim for escalating costs was turned down. Madrid-based Construcciones y Auxiliar de Ferrocarriles, CAF, as otherwise known, was set to manufacture 14 air-conditioned, six-carriage trains with a combined capacity of over 2,000 passengers. The company had won the contract in 2009. The Spanish Ministry of Health has opened disciplinary proceedings against department store chain El Corte Inglés, airline Iberia and telecom company Jazztel after complaints were raised relating to the accessibility of their websites for people with disabilities. The policy directorate of the ministry has initiated legal proceedings against the companies for potential breach of regulations on accessibility, as according to the SEMI Disability Rights Group. The ministry have given the companies 15 days to respond to the claims or sanctions will be enforced, although the period of defence can be extended in the event of a positive resolution being offered. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.